This is a Tri-Cities Hometown Story on News Radio 610 KONA. Here's host Rob Ellsworth.
Welcome back to our Tri-Cities Hometown Story with Vicki Gordon. Besides your involvement in farming and wine, you personally have served on a number of state commissions, as well as being appointed to fill a vacancy as a Port of Pasco commissioner. How have so many of these opportunities come your way?
You know, I gave a graduation commencement speech a couple of years ago for WSU Tri-Cities, and the whole theme of it was about this kind of thing. And it was about showing up. From the time that I, at 13, got a job at the Colfax Golf Course, I would go down with my dad every day. He had a Richfield service station, and I'd walk the rest of the way to the golf course, and I'd show up every day. And finally, they decided to put me to work, and I got a job and earned enough money for my membership and my golf clubs, and then went on to other jobs and opportunities in all sorts of different things. And just when I make the commitment, I show up. And people know that after a while. And they know whether you're going to be dependable or not.
So
and
you get a reputation in these circles that you're somebody that can be depended on.
Right. And so I think that, above most anything, has helped me advance and have so many different positions. And plus, when I make a commitment, I make sure that it's something that I'm going to enjoy and something that really teaches me a lot and I can continue my education. That plus the enthusiastic, wonderful community organizers and community volunteers that I've had the privilege to work with set such a wonderful example. And the Tri-Cities is rich with people who volunteer and are knowledgeable and helpful. And I think that helped a lot.
Tri-Cities Hometown Story on News Radio 610 KONA.
We'll be right back with Vicki Gordon right after these messages.